This is the Odegal Podcast, and you are a werewolf. Everybody, sorry for the hiatus episode, but I'm back. Yeah, I just had to skip Thursday yesterday. Not a technical problem or anything. I'm not gonna bullshit. I was fucking tired from work, and I came home. I looked at the computer. I just turned on a podcast and went to sleep. Yes, this is no fault of anything. No excuses. Just me being fucking lazy after work. If you knew who I had to deal with at work, you'd understand, probably. You'd be like, go on, Vega. I'll listen to you, like, next week. And next week, say goodbye to this headphone piece of shit. No more fucking headset. Fucking Logitech headset piece of shit. Well, actually, it's a good headset, but still. Goodbye. My new equipment actually came yesterday when I was at work, so I got this little info notice on my door. I was like, fuck! And mom wasn't home during it, so it's like, fuck! But it's coming today. As I speak, I wait at home. It's the afternoon. I have my window open because it's hot, and I could probably hear the door. I can't wait to open it and play with my new toy, and little mixer, and a microphone, and it has a stand, and it has some knobblies, and some thingies, and some plug-in thingies, and whatevers. Yeah, I'm like a little kid waiting for her birthday, or a new toy, or a Christmas present, or something. But yeah, today I talk about, are you a werewolf? I also have some crap news, but it's actually kind of funny, and a feedback, which is awesome! All of this is feedback from the Marmalade episode. First, Nato's like, counterpoint about there being no magic TV show. There's a series of books. To which I responded in the comment, shocked face. Yes, the emoticon for shocked face, because I did not know that. Damn it. CCG's just going to take over the world one day in mass media. Next thing you know, it's going to be Magic the Gathering movie, which is going to suck like Dungeons and Dragons the movie did. Yes, that movie sucked. Reason why? Wayne's brother say what? That's all I got to say. Everything else speaks for itself. It's like that movie's equivalent of Jar Jar. Yeah. I think since we're all geeks here, we could all understand what I'm trying to say here. And another comment on the same episode from Daryl Surratt. Marmalade Boy, more like Smarmalade Boy. How to write the ending of Marmalade Boy. Take two hats. Put all the guys' name in one hat and all the girls' name in another. Pull one name from each hat. Congratulations! They are the ones who will pair up with one another regardless of previous storyline. And when I read that, I just bawled laughing. I just fell on my bed and laughed about it for a good minute. I was like, oh my god! Because it's kind of that way, like in an American story arc, which is my least favorite story arc. At the end of that, it was basically, out of nowhere, Bill and that bitch chick, the blonde bitch chick, Doris and the Brian, I think, or bitch guy. That's what I meant. Out of nowhere, just like that, despite what was really going on, Anju gets with no one. Kind of sad, but she's a good girl. I was really hoping it would work out between her and Bill, but yeah, let's just throw that out the window. Have Jenny, out of nowhere, fall for Bill. And Bill always liked Jenny out of nowhere, despite everyone thinking he was gay the entire story arc. That would have been awesome just to have a gay anime character. Go to Sailor Moon route. Lesbians. If that was in there, that would have been Marmalade Boy probably be a little bit better on my scale. Still worth watching, but still kind of drags on. All right, let's get to this crap news I was talking about. Well, at least not all of this news is crap, because I don't know where. Well, actually, I'm recording this on Friday, so new stuff has popped up. Man, what to talk about first? I think I'll start with the original crap part of the news. Alright, hats. You know hats. Everybody wears hats. At least once. But what about your baby? Well, this goes for men. Not baby, but a man's baby. A man's master. A man's trouser snake. Alright, got this from Kotaku yesterday. And finally, a Master Chief for your Master Chief. This company makes chocolate party hats. And they made a Master Chief one. A Master Chief themed one. All chocolate, nice. You put it on top of your buddy. Your other close friend. Now, I would buy a Master Chief party hat, quote-unquote, if I, one, had a boyfriend, and two, it would be a partially gift for myself and what I would also do with said hat. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. I actually want to buy one just for, like, guy friends as a joke gift. They'll probably just look at me and be like, Vega, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's not the first time anyone got one of those Spencer-like joke gifts before, so it's not like it's anything new. But I have to give it to one of my more serious business friends. I don't know. One of the ones who wouldn't expect that. One of the ones who are more straight-laced. They'd be like, are you trying to tell me something? Do you want to? I was like, no, I'm not. I don't want to. Then they're like, sorry, I'm not freaked out. This is very delicious. Would you like to eat it off something else? No, Vig, I do not want to eat it off of something else. But I don't know why. When I saw this yesterday, I just cracked up laughing so hard. Oh, man, when I hang out tonight, I gotta tell some of my friends about this. All right. Now, other news. You probably never even heard of this blog, but your webcomic is bad and you should feel bad. Is back with a vengeance. When I heard this, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. This is awesome. Alright, here goes. These four, possibly the most awesome guys, they do this blog all about just going on webcomics. I mean, they don't just go on them in like an Xbox Live 13-year-old fashion. I mean, they review webcomics. Bad webcomics. And they're cynical, they're evil, they do what needs to be done. I mean, just read one of their posts, like the recent one on Chugworth Academy, or just a commentary from any of them. Wow. Alright, I mean, cynical, I mean, just go in deep with going on the characters, the art style, whatever, and the thing is, a lot of people get mad at them because you're talking about my favorite webcomic! How could you? So-and-so is the best webcomic ever! You don't even know webcomics! You're an asshole! Stop talking about so-and-so! That's a great writer, artist, whatever! And I mean, yeah, they hit some really popular stuff and people get mad at them, but they're like, fuck, whatever! It's true, because of so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. They give reasons to why it's bad. They don't just say it's bad. They give reasons. And maybe at least one compliment. I can't remember, though. Anyway, this blog is worth reading, and I don't read many blogs. It's, like, rare that I'm a fan of a blog. I'm just really a fan of Wensen's blog, this blog, Patrick Macias' blog. That's about it. I may look at Rims and Aprecia's blog now and then, but that's about it. And this really caught me, and then it went away. And I said so on the show, and I was like, oh, But now it's back, and with vengeance. And there's a reason why. Their return post is called, "Fuck you, we're back and we're sexier than ever." And I thought, man, this is... They're on hiatus. They're never coming back. That's just basically a sign that they're never coming back. But they're back. And his opening post returning is so funny and worth reading. This blog is awesome, and you're awesome if you read it. I'll just leave it at that. If you like hearing people MST3K things, then you should read this. Ah, man. Awesome. Okay, another awesome news. Gotham Knight images appear. You know, the little animation similar to the Animatrix in how they're doing this. And basically it's all Batman. Anime gone Batman. Oh, I can't wait for this to come out. It comes out in July. I'm just going to have like a animation hard on for this. Oh my god. Yeah, man. When this comes out, I want to buy it on DVD or watch it on demand or however I get it or whatever. And I'm going to like probably watch this at least 2-3 times and then talk about it on the show as soon as it comes out. I'm just really looking forward to this because I am a huge Batman fan. In fact, I should do an episode on Batman. Maybe the 90s series, maybe the Dark Knight comic, maybe something. I don't know. Maybe the movies, but Batman equals win for me ever since I was like a little kid. Like, he's the only superhero I really, really, really like. Anyway, on animationmagazine.net, they put up some of the photos from the upcoming thing, and I'm looking at them right now, and I'm having a geek-gasm looking at them. Yes, you're probably like, man, this is some crap news, Vega, but I was like, I don't care. It's Batman. Fuck you. All right. Lastly, we have this news I got from, where else? ANN. You know, for a straight week, I should just avoid ANN and just try and get my anime news from somewhere else, but no one else do it right, does it right, whatever. Pop Japan Travel is going to offer a doujinshi tour, sending artists to Japan, translating their work, helping out with paperwork, and sell their stuff at Kamitia. Which is not Kamitia. It's this big doujin event in Tokyo, Japan. And I think this is a creative idea, but not sure if it's a good idea, because I know some of the people on there might get disappointed if they don't sell enough or something. Or, I don't know. I mean, it's a good thing trying to up your art in other countries, but you can do the same thing here for less money when you think about it. Oh well, if I did this, it would be going to Japan, oh my god, and having a new experience. The selling is really secondary to me, but, you know, seeing other people enjoy my art does seem cool. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's, like, the best tour idea, but at least it's creative, and I know a lot of people might jump on this. Anyway, I just want to go to Japan. I don't care. I just want to go there, hang out in Akihabara, and dress up at Harajuku, and shop in Shibuya, and all this stuff. I wouldn't want to live there, but I would love to visit there. I would live there for a while if I spoke fluent Japanese, which I can't. Dude, every time I try and learn a language, I suck. I almost failed Spanish. I almost failed French. I tried learning Japanese on my own, and I still suck. I only got to the otakuese level. Now, if you don't know, otakuese is like, desu, desu, kawaii-san. What up, Dale-chan? What up, Saku-chan? My name is Vega-san, sama, whatever. Desu! Yes, those who speak that shall be hit with my bat, shonen bat style, or a little slugger style, whatever. Well, let's get to the inner shiz. It's hilarious. I think NATO sent me to this. If NATO didn't send me this, and you're someone else, I'm sorry. But anyway, it's a picture of a Google search for World of Warcraft, And circled are one of the other search items on the side, you know, when they're trying to sell you stuff. That says everything about the WoW subculture. I'm sorry. Let's just say Google knows its demographic well. The WoW subculture has been stereotyped successfully. I'm sorry. Oh man, I'm so gonna probably get a bad email about that, but I don't care. I'm gonna be like Bad Comic, the Bad Web Comics blog, and just say fuck it. I don't care what you say. Anyway, now to the meat of the show. I've been saying that a lot lately. The main point, the focal point, the reason why we're all here. Well, maybe not. Maybe you just like listening to the news and the inner shiz, and that's it. If you're like that, just tell me. I don't know. I thought about making just a blog. Every day I just choose some inner shiz and just post it up. But stuff like that already exists, I'm sure. If it's not even called inner shiz. It's probably called something else. But anyway, whatever. Let's start the episode. Are you a werewolf? Are you? Are you a villager? Are you a seer? Really, Are You a Werewolf is based off this game called Mafia, where you just use a regular playing deck. Now, you don't need to buy the official Are You a Werewolf cards. You could just use pieces of paper that say werewolf, townspeople or villagers, and seer on it. But the cards are really cool. Yeah, but you don't need them. Anyway, it's like this. You need more than 8 people. It's better with 8 or more. Maybe even 7. Because, well, it's better in a bigger group. And then you have the host or narrator. Now, what's good about this? What can make or break the game into maybe boring to awesome is the narrator. Because when I tried this at AUSA, it was alright. The narrator was just, you know, playing it by the rules, whatever. It was okay. Really, it was the group of people that made it much more fun. Now, when I play with my friends, the unadults, the awesome people. Yeah, Steve, who's basically a motherfucking comedian of sorts. When he narrates, he just gets all into it and really makes everyone crack up with just random jokes having to do with the game. Which is awesome. Now, the villagers. There's more villagers than there are, of course, werewolves and seers. There's only one seer, and most of the time, one werewolf. Unless it's a huge group, then it's 2 werewolves. Then night falls. The narrator tells everyone to close their eyes and lower their heads. It means all the villagers are asleep. Optionally, you could either have them tapping their leg or not. One group did, one group didn't. You know, so it won't give away any sounds of player movement. Then the werewolf chooses someone to kill. When Nera asks, the werewolf wakes up. And then, you know, he just basically points at someone and kills off someone. And then the seer wakes up, maybe guesses who did it, and then goes to sleep. Then the day comes, and he announces the victim, the narrator, that is. And going and telling about the murder scene. You could get into detail with this. It's much more funny when you're like, okay, the werewolf took the guy's intestines and strewed them about the village in a almost macabre-like fashion, or I don't know. Add in werewolf rape or some shit. Anything. And then, during the day phase, the players deliberate who did it. Basically, everyone votes on who did it. Whoever with the most votes is either hung or is the werewolf. If that person happens to be innocent, then that person is dead, and then you repeat until you get the werewolf. And if everyone's dead except the werewolf won. The whole village just sucks. And yeah, it's a simple game, but depending on who you play this with, it can be really fun or really boring. It is very easy. You could teach this to kids. It's fun at cons. But remember, you need a bigger group. You can't have, like, maybe 4 people. It won't work with 4 people. It will have to work for, like, I prefer 7 to what? To anything. Wait, maybe not 100 people. That would be kind of hard. Maybe a good 20, 25. Like I said, this great at cons. Because, well, it's really a geeky game. The game is mostly played at cons itself. I first played at AUSA. It was at T-Mode, but I didn't stay for it because I had to go home. I didn't like traveling that late at night. And between me and my friends, it's just something we do when there's... We exhausted the Xbox. We don't want to plug in the Wii. D&D, we don't feel like it. Munchkin, we don't feel like it. Apples to Apples is at my house. So, and we don't feel like watching anime or TV. So, bust out the Are You a Werewolf? But yes. Now, like I said, narrator, big part of this. Be an entertaining narrator. Don't be just, okay, people go to sleep. Werewolf wake up. Duh, 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 duh. I'm a boring monotone man. I speak in monotone like Ben Stein. Okay. Like, have some fun with the role and switch out with other friends. Like, I liked it when my friend LaTroy did it as well. That was pretty funny. So, go ahead, try it yourself. You don't need to buy the werewolf cards. Just like, you could use playing cards. Like, say, all the red cards, the red diamonds are villagers, the seer is like a joker, and the werewolf is like an ace. Or just draw your own cards. Hell, use Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Use like a bunch of Karibos as villagers. Use like a Blue Eyes for a werewolf or something. Or use like some Pokemon, whatever. Anyway, that is the end of the episode, and this is kind of a, oh my god, what am I going to talk about on Thursday this week? Shit, I don't want to talk about anything on this list. Hey, I haven't talked about a game in a while. So I'm sorry if this episode sucked. Yeah. Anyway, try Are You a Werewolf if you're just, like, with a bunch of friends and bored. It passes the time well, and passes the time in an interesting manner. All right, Vega signing off. And that was just Vega the Odegal. Please go to vegatheodegal.blogspot.com if you want to see all the links, show notes, and videos. Thank you, Zero Bass, for the opening and Keshi for the closing. Also, call up the voicemail at 206-222-1902. Or just try to email at vegatheodegal@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on the Blogspot page. And join our forums. Thank you for listening, and remember, there's no such thing as too much anime. Bye.